How many jobs are going offshore? Can you give us some details about that?
Sure. I think for us, we're still going through and formulating the plans as to what we see the impact of the operational transformation program and how we'll look at jobs that we locate offshore, particularly around the discussions around Manila and elsewhere. Just to give you a bit of background to that, we currently employ 17,000 people and about 1,000 contractors. So all in, that's 14,000 people not employed in Australia. And between centres in Manila and Bangalore, we employ about 700 people there currently. And we've been doing that for a period of time. If I follow the arguments through, if you look at our staff turnover levels, go out over 3 years, that workforce of 17,000, you roughly turn over 10% per annum. So 5,000 of our current employees will be different in 3 years' time. And our intention as we look to transition, for operational excellence is that we can manage that not through major redundancy programs, because we don't have any, but through natural staff turnover and a reduction in any dependency upon third-party contractors. So we see it as an evolving business model over time. We've got no absolute plans on final numbers as to people we might have in Manila or Bangalore or any other center. And really, it's a number of activities we're doing. So for example, even here in Australia, we've set up a very significant back office function in Parramatta. We started occupying that building this year, and we see that scaling up to 1,000 staff.
The numbers quoted in the press are 700 from Australia and up to 3,000 from Australia, the United States and Europe. Where do those numbers come from? The union says they have documents which suggest that 700 jobs are going to be sent offshore from Australia to Manila.
Yeah, they do have documents, and those documents go back until October last year. And in fact, you can go back even further to early discussions we were having in June and July as to what we felt the shape of our organisation would look like. It's still developing for us, and if you look at the opportunities we've got, so if you look at Manila, the people are particularly focused on, the current premises that we have could hold between 800 and 900 people in total. So, for the premises that we currently hold, we certainly couldn't accommodate 3,000 people. Or if we could, we'd be in breach of the employment laws in the Philippines. But the important point to stress here for me is that it's not really all about the cost story for me. It's really about ensuring that we can maintain absolute excellence in the service that we provide to customers or brokers. And the reason for doing that is if we can standardize and simplify what we do, then we can grow the business. And that means we can grow the business here in Australia, and it means we can grow the business elsewhere in the world. So if we don't take that type of view, then I don't think we can grow. So in many ways, I think that would be a far bigger inhibitor to jobs in Australia or elsewhere in the world if we didn't take some of the decisions that we're taking today.
I just want, but can I just ask you, are those numbers pretty much in the ballpark? Are they realistic numbers, or are they way off what you had planned?
In terms of what numbers? Sorry, which number?
The 700? The 700 from Australia and 3,000 from the, including Australia, from around the world in other areas?
I think the 3,000 number we're nowhere near being able to firm up on. I mean, we're looking at, what changes we might need to make in our North American business and what changes we might need to make in our US business. Those plans and discussions haven't yet taken place with me or been presented to our board, so it's too early to say what numbers we could be looking at.
But the 700's in the ballpark, pretty around those numbers.
700's in the ballpark for what we think we can achieve out of our major operating divisions. So that includes the US and includes Europe. So if you look at current plans, we think again through a workforce, through that churn this year of 1,700 people. So we're saying as we churn and we look to create centres of excellence, and we think that that could result in, on the current premises, we've got up to 800 or 900 people in Manila. That's not exclusively through Australia. And you know, I can't emphasize enough that it's based on an ability to manage that through turnover and manage that through a reduced dependence upon contractors. That doesn't mean in some areas of the business that there won't be some tough decisions to make. Inevitably there will be, but that's no different to business as usual. But you know, we're trying to do this carefully and over time.